Hi everyone, this is Fatima for I Am Over the Wall, and right now I just want to take some time to just to be here with you and to reflect on an attitude of gratitude, a time to just be thankful for all the accomplishments for 2016, because so often we don't take the time to look back and reflect on the things that we did accomplish, the things that we're grateful for, the things that we're thankful for. And I just want to encourage everyone to take a pen and piece of paper and write down all the things that you did accomplish in 2016 and really breathe in and take in and soak in what it is that you're grateful for. And let's expand on that list in 2017. And every time that something's been accomplished, let's say for the month of January, February, March, and keep going, every month, start to create a list of things that you got accomplished so that at the end of the year, you can look back and really be in an attitude of gratitude. And every quarter, just take a look and say, yeah, you know what? I'm grateful for this month. I'm grateful for the last quarter that I've just gone through and the things that I've accomplished for. Just keep them in the forefront. It's just a nice way to meditate on you and the things that you're progressing in with life. So if I were to look back at 2016 and say the things that I was most grateful for is the launch of my website, and this particular portion of the website being the inspirational messages, because, you know, it takes something to record them every week and to get them out there, to share authentically with you, and to see myself in a new way of being as a contribution to others, not just thinking the thoughts and just say, oh yeah, maybe one day, someday. No, it's an accomplishment to have produced them all and have them out there for the world to see and for people to draw from them. And the other thing that I'm also grateful for is to be able to put an end to my 28-year career and step out and walk in my purpose and know that every day I can get up fulfilled, knowing that I am being a contribution. I am hope in human form. And the one thing that stands out the most for me is the changing of my mindset, becoming that butterfly, the process of a caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly, and then, you know, just going out there and do what butterflies do and pollinate and make things wonderful. And when you see one fly by, you just look at it in awe because you know it had to go through something. So we all are going through something to become that beautiful butterfly. And I just encourage you to really look at what you've accomplished in 2016 and then, you know, just be really grateful for that. And the one last thing that I wanted to say in my spirit of gratitude is being able to be complete with someone before they transition from this life into the other realm, the other spiritual realm, knowing that I did everything that I could, said everything I wanted to say, and that departure was in peace for me and in peace for them. It was a peaceful time, not a turbulent time. And that's one thing that I was very, very thankful for in 2016, was to be able to have that peace of mind. And I put a check, big old check mark beside that, because so too often that we don't get that opportunity to be that complete with someone. So I just want to encourage you for over the next couple of days, just to write down what the things are that you got completed in 2016, and then really stand in that place of gratitude for yourself, for your source, and for the universe to helping you achieve that accomplishment. So you know what I say, until next time, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.